You have another agenda item for us.
I do.
It's a request for a public hearing.
This is not something I do very often before a public hearing. I'll give you a little background on this. That's why I'm up here. There is, in the James River, a area that's in the federal CFR regulations for the James River Reserve Fleet under the U.S. Maritime Administration's jurisdiction. It's commonly called the Ghost Fleet, I think is what a lot of people call it. It's an area that they have anchored ships since the World Wars back in the early part of the 1900s. That are ships that may have served the military or some other maritime administration purpose, and they're kind of mothballed up there. So occasionally they're put back into use when we have a conflict or something, but generally speaking they sit there and eventually are scrapped. So there's vessels going in and have been going in and out of there for years. The curious thing is the CFR does not really define the actual area. It just says you are not allowed to be within 500 feet of any of the anchored ships, whether single or fleeted. This issue has come up in the past with the James River Reserve Fleet Superintendent with trying to enforce this. We, a few years ago, kind of delineated an area that we thought would encompass what the CFR talks about, but nothing was really done at that time to go any further. In the last couple years, we've gotten a number of new outward ground applications within this general area where these ships are. We have leases in the area where the ships are already, because there's nothing in the CFR that precludes leasing. It really just says you can't be within 500 feet of one of the ships. So if there's not a ship there, you could work your lease. If we leased it and they bring ships in, then technically you have to stay 500 feet away from the ships. So in the past, while we are certainly always amenable to assisting with our law enforcement, this was generally enforced by the James River Reserve Fleet, which has no real enforcement. They don't have guns. They don't really have any enforcement powers. And they were being assisted by the City of Newport News, Marine Police. Within the last few years, the Commonwealth's attorney for the City of Newport News determined that this was a liability issue, I think, for the City of Newport News, and basically opined that they would no longer provide that service to the James River Reserve Fleet. So that, in conjunction with the fact that we had pending applications in there, I was contacted by the current superintendent, Martin Walker, with concerns about the pending applications, which you'll see here in a second, and that got us back on the discussion of this whole area. And they requested whether we could create a regulation to create a safety restricted zone to somehow match the general area that's contemplated by the CFR so that we'd have enforcement powers through the state code to enforce an area to assist them when they had problems. They do have problems with people wanting to fish near these ships. It's a good fishing spot in addition to our leasing. So we've been in dialogue with them over the last number of months, and we're now at the fruition, I hope, of getting this on for a public hearing in June. So there's two boxes here. First of all, you can see the ships. There used to be more of them here. I think there was an article just in the paper saying that virtually all of them are going to be gone soon, but the James River Reserve Fleet Superintendent said this area is contemplated to be used into the future. So ships will still be coming in and out of this area for anchorage. These are existing leases that do encroach into this ill-defined area, but as you can see, we have a new one here that was actually wraps around an existing ship because that was on our photograph when they applied. Another application here and a couple more who are near this area. So what the Maritime Administration, I mean, what the James River Reserve Fleet Superintendent was suggested was a box like this. We kind of feel that there hadn't been any ships down here in a long time, that that's a little too broad. It encompasses a lot of our leases and would create some issues. So we are proposing, and we're still talking to the superintendent, so this is not, neither one of these is set in stone, but I hope to resolve that in the next week or two so that when we do public notice this, we'll have an actual description. I've already written the regulation. It describes this smaller area. So normally law enforcement would be asking for this request because previous restricted safety zones have always been, because they're a law enforcement issue. I got snookered into it, I guess, because I'm chairman of the Regulatory Review Committee, and also the leasing issue is tied to it. So since I've been working with the superintendent, it was agreed that I would just handle this to fruition. Our law enforcement is aware of this. They are okay with it. They will help enforce this if it's approved by the commission. This is not something we will drop everything else we're doing to do, but during their routine patrols, if they get a call, they are certainly willing to assist. So what the regulation will provide is similar to what we have out here at the shipyard. There's a safety zone there. There's one up at the nuclear power plant. And there is a code section that allows us to create these, but we need to define them. We can't just say 500 feet within a ship. We think we really need to define an area. And then within that, if we get a call from the James River Reserve Fleet, then we could assist them in enforcing the 500-foot. You'll see the regulation, and it does have the 500-foot language in it, but it also describes an area that is defined that would be, you'd have to be inside of this area with the ships. So it's going to further define the area for the federal government. Is an area that they'll keep these ships in, and I don't think that's going to be a problem. So that's where we are. We're just asking for your permission to have a public hearing next month so we can advertise this and bring it back to you, and we'll give you the actual details of the description and exactly what the regulation will say at that time. So that's how we got to where we are. Matt.
Mr. Hull.
I have a quick question. So the both boxes encompass some private leases.
Yep.
Will there be an exception for the leaseholders to work their ground? Okay.
The way it'll read is similar to the CFR, that while we're defining an area, it still will be tied to ships, and you can't be within 500 feet of the ships within this area. And I believe the James River Reserve Fleet is okay with that. They really didn't oppose people using these leases as we've already leased them in the past. Decided that the leaseholder didn't get within 500 feet of their ships. There are a series of structures. You can't see them in this because it's blown out so far. There's a power line that comes out from the shore here, which is why we didn't lease it, and is tied to three or four platforms out here. What they asked for did not include those. What I drew does include those within the area. Now, they're not ships, but we just felt if we're going to find an area that's sort of a safety zone, that let's include those structures. That will preclude us from leasing in this area into the future, or at least give us an argument if the James River Reserve Fleet, which they do oppose leasing any additional ground in this area. They are in opposition to these two for sure. And we will be bringing them to you at some point recommending denial, I'm almost certain, whether this passes or not.
Mr. Francis, saw your hand up.
Yes. The blue or the red, which one is defined in regulation?
Well, neither one. That's the problem. So the CFR really just says there is an area in the James River for this fleet, and whenever there are ships there, you should not be within 500 feet of the insides, single or rafted ships. I mean, that's so paraphrasing a little bit.
So would the regulation have to be rewritten with the definition in it of the area?
I think our regulation would define an area and then mirror some of the language of inside of this area, when there's a ship, you can't be within 500 feet.
Okay.
So it will not redefine the federal definition. Only the federal government can do that. I hope Matt's on board with
it. He is now. He had a moment of panic about usurping federal authority, I believe.
We are planning to send you the draft so you can review it. But
Mr. Zeter.
I got two questions. One kind of goes to whether we're preempted from passing a regulation that affects the federal regulation. And two, have we talked about what the cost to Virginia is to enforce that regulation? So the one's a legal question.
Yeah, for the preemption question, no. So the federal regulation, well, basically, so the only preemption that would apply here would be conflict preemption, and you can comply with both our, you know, exclusion or safety zone here and the federal zone, which is narrower because it says you have to be within 500 feet of a ship. So there's no preemption. We can do the regulation.
What about the cost?
Cost. I mean, I've talked to our law enforcement again. You know, I think the conversations have been between our law enforcement and directly with the reserve fleet superintendent that, you know, we're not really saying we're on call, you know, that we're going to immediately respond every time they have one of these. And it's infrequent. I mean, they don't have, it's not a major problem, but it is a problem. We routinely have patrols in the James River, so they're routinely patrolling this general area. And I think we would respond. I can't respond for a cost.
The
head honchos and law enforcement are here.
I might be able to add a little bit to it. I've discussed this matter with the police chief and the deputy chief. We would assist in the event that there's a vessel that strays too closely into this zone. We would not be having Marine police park there waving people off. It would be an assistance and part of routine patrols that they would just make sure. I don't anticipate any increased cost or really substantially taking the Marine police off their regular duties.
Thank you.
So if you want me to, I'm going to hear this next month, but this regulation is really short, and there's just one really paragraph, the prohibition paragraph, and this is the way it's currently drafted. Except for vessels or other watercraft owned or controlled by the United States government or the Virginia Marine Police, no vessel or other watercraft shall cruise or anchor within the restricted area as described in this regulation earlier where I described that area, any closer than 500 feet of any reserve fleet unless specific permission to do so has been granted in each case by the enforcing authority. And that's almost the exact language that's in the CFR, except it doesn't say Virginia Marine Police vessels. Just says no vessel other than a United States vessel, government vessel. And it doesn't define the area in the CFR. But otherwise, the language is very similar to what the CFR says. We don't think we're conflicting with federal authority here. We're really assisting. But if we do this under our ability, under 28.2-21062, which is, well, that's, that it grants us the authority to create safety zones. And then they can write a ticket. Our Marine police could write someone a ticket here. If they go up there and they won't leave, they can actually cite them under Virginia regulation code, which the federal government can't do anything. There's no mechanism to really write them a ticket under the CFR. They don't have any enforcement officers anyway. You think they could use the police at Fort Eustis, but apparently they can't.
Well, this is a request for public hearing.
I move to approve the request for public hearing.
Second.
A motion by Mr. Neal, second by Mr. Miner here to have a public hearing in June and decide this matter. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Mr. Erskine, I'm sorry.
Mr. Stagg, so would we need to define which box we're talking about or which area we're talking about in terms of the public hearing?
I'm proposing this box. And I have had conversations with the superintendent, met in his office, and we did discuss, after he proposed a larger box, a smaller box. And in principle, you know, this is generally what we'd agreed to. You know, maybe tweaked slightly, just match the lease lines we had drawn.
So the motion is for the red area?
Correct.
Okay.
That's clarified. Everybody understand?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He heads nodding. Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously. So we'll decide this matter at next month's meeting.